T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
I'm not crying. I'm happy. It is Friday.
What a long week, huh?
Oh, mine was nice.
Yours was, you worked 2 days this week.
That's
you came
right.
back yesterday.
I wish we could do that. Hey. Yes, a 2-day work week.
No, that'd be nice.
How are you guys? Good morning. River. Yeah, the Schuylkill might become one today. I don't know. We're going to get a lot of rain, mm-hmm. and it's going to be weird. This is going to be different because that rain is going to make the temperatures actually fall today mm-hmm. into the low 50s. So we have a cool October day on the way.
It is a great napping day. If you're working from home, hopefully you can stay awake during your
yes.
Zoom meeting. You know what I mean? By the way, it's 7:30. We're going to play Beat the Bee. I think I have a good category. I don't want to reveal it quite yet,
okay.
but I'm working on something for our little trivia game we play at 7:30. It's a lot of fun. Please join us. And a chance for you to win something very cool. It's a Witches Movies prize pack from Warner Brothers. It includes HBO Max streaming codes and a bunch of goodies. So listen for that. Now, in just a moment, we're going to hop on over to Facebook Live. If you're not driving and you got your little phone on you, please tune in. It is a hot little mess, but it's our hot
every
little
day.
Mess.
That's right.
Who knows what
we embrace it.
You know, I might be twerking one day. I might be.
He was showing his butt the other day. Remember? I'm trying to remember.
I think my jeans were fitting me well that day.
You were saying that your butt hurt because you learned some new golf swing something. And then he put his butt right in the camera.
That's right. If you do something new with your body, certain muscles will hurt because you never activated those muscles.
We don't need to
well,
see it.
Well, I happen to activate my butt
it's
that day.
It's a hot mess, but it's our hot mess, right. and we love to share it.
That's right. So please join us online on our Facebook page if you can. It's free to do so at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if you have the money and you were thinking about getting a loved one the new iPhone, maybe for Christmas, today is the day that you can at least pre-order it.
The iPhone 12 starts at $799.99. The iPhone 12 Pro, that is $999. Pricey, yes, but it is a computer in your pocket after all.
That's
what they go for. Just some specs for you. The display glass is supposed to be so much stronger. In fact, 4 times more likely not to crack when the phone gets dropped. And it will get dropped.
It will. So are you saying you don't need a case?
Oh, no, you
with
still
it.
Need
okay.
a case. But let's
the
say.
Screen.
But if you take a lot of people like to take their phone out of the case and
I
play around
do.
With it.
Mine lives in that case.
Okay. But, you know, at least when you drop it, you know that glass is going to be stronger. It's got 5G capability. Of course, all the new phones do. Better graphics, they say. And it's 11% thinner, 15% smaller, and 16% lighter. So
oh my
faster,
gosh.
Stronger.
Better than it was before.
It's the bionic phone. they go on sale to the public October 23rd, so a week from now, next Friday. Again, pre-sales start today. And by the way, I don't know if this is planned or not. It is Steve Jobs Day today.
Is it?
Isn't that something? So I don't know if that was choreographed with Apple or not, because obviously he's the founder
it
of Apple.
Been.
Yeah, really. So get yours today if you're in the market, I suppose. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Imagine this, okay? How would you guys like to actually own and hold in your own little hands the original Santa and Rudolph, the puppet figures, okay, from, you know, the 1964 stop-motion animation Christmas special that we all know and love, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled. This weather, Rudolph, please, that nose, that beautiful, wonderful nose. What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
It's a classic. Right? We all grew up watching it. Now, the puppets were made by a famous Japanese puppet master. They're made of wood, wire, cloth, and leather, but they're so detailed. In fact, they say you can actually still play with them.
Yeah.
You can manipulate even, not only move their arms and legs and their head, but even their fingers move.
Wow.
And you can still do that. That's how well made they were back in the day. He was ahead of his time. They're going up for auction, expected to sell as much as $250,000. $250,000
as
for
a
one.
Pair. No, together.
Oh, is that together?
Yeah, I did say they're not going to separate them. You have to buy
You have
them
to buy both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, well.
You cannot separate
them. Well, you can. If I had the disposable income,
yes.
I'd make the bid. Why not?
Yeah. Well, why don't you start the bid at like $10?
I could try.
Let's see.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But hey, people, you can have your elf on the shelf. I'll have Santa and Rudolph.
That's right.
How about that? We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we were just talking about how those Santa and Rudolph puppet figures, you know, that were used to make the original Rankin-Bass stop-motion Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they are going up for auction next month. Can you imagine actually owning those? I mean, that is a piece of Americana, you know? But anyway, I mean, I got to say, we are already in the Christmas mood here on B101.
That's right. We are only 69 days away, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 69 days away.
So who's counting?
We are. take the Christmas music survey, guys. Vote for a song of the season. Now, I want to bring this up right now. I want to look at this because the website is so beautiful. I'm on B101Philly.com right now. And to the Christmas music survey. And it's a whole list with graphics of what songs you can vote for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. And some surprises, too. No surprise here. All I Want for Christmas Is You from Mariah Carey. Of course, that is one of our favorites.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is on there
What's
yet. Because I have not looked yet. But the Vince Vance and the Valiants.
You know, let me look. I have to scroll down.
Song.
That's a great song.
Right?
But Liam Payne is up here with All I Want.
No.
He is. I know from 1D. I know you would get very excited about
that. I have to check that out.
Christmas Time from Backstreet Boys. Christmas Tree Farm from Taylor Swift I'm seeing here.
Oh, yes.
So this is a huge variety.
Awesome.
You know, and I was expecting to see just like all the standards we have.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot. Last Christmas from Ali Brooke. Let's see. Like It's Christmas from Jonas Brothers. Anyway, go to B101Philly.com. It's really cool. I'm going to vote now. Who do you think I'm going to vote for?
You're voting for Mariah.
Of course, I just did. I literally just clicked it.
I figured.
But have some fun with it today, guys. Take our Christmas music survey and the song of the season online at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys, happy Friday. And you know what? It is a football Friday. Aren't you excited to see actual Eagles fans in the stands at the Link on Sunday? I think it's great. Up to 7,500 fans will be there.
Yeah. And, Jen, it's a big game. The Eagles, listen, they need to. They're 1-3-1, so they have to win this game to stay in the race there against the Ravens, who are very tough. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, by the way. Restrictions still in place in the stands. You have to wear a mask, except when, you know, eating and drinking, you're sitting down. Still no tailgating. Lot K has never been this quiet on game day. And, you know, and clean. They got clean. You don't have to jump over puddles of vomit. It's a thing. It happens at the Link.
Oh, my God.
It's part of the experience.
I know.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-R.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Tell you what, it is an extra happy Friday today for B101's top fan of the day, sponsored by Acme, Todd Phillippe. He is from Audubon, New Jersey. And Todd, today is your very special day. I want you to expect a lot of on-air shout-outs and social media love for
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, Jen, Acme sponsors top fan. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors. Listen, have you ever had a lunch where someone says, you know, here's $100?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. But it does actually with the Acme lunch break we're dropping off, okay? This includes a $100 Acme gift card that you can win. You have to register online to do it. So go to our website, b101philly.com. Now, coming up in just a few moments, around 7:30, we're going to play Beat the Bee, your chance to win a Witches Movie Prize Pack. Very exciting. I have the category all picked out for you, Jen. I will reveal it, though. In just a moment,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, we're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
7:31 right now, which means it's time to play Beat the Bee. And it is sponsored today by the Franklin Mint. And this is how this game works. You guys, you're betting on me. will I correctly be able to answer the random trivia questions that Bill comes up with?
All right. It is National Boss Day today. So we're going to do famous bosses. Now, this could be real or fictional. Mm. All right. So famous bosses, that is the category.
Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. And we have a really nice prize for you guys this morning. So you're playing for a Roald Dahl The Witches movie prize pack from Warner Brothers. And that includes HBO Max streaming codes, whole bunch of other goodies. So The Witches is a diabolically wicked reimagining of a classic tale and a family event film for the Halloween season. It's premiering on October 22nd exclusively on HBO Max. So if you would like to play Beat the Bee, give us a call right now. We will take caller number 10.
888-333-B101. Yep, caller 10 gets to play Beat the Bee. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
We have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a Roald Dahl, The Witches movie prize pack. It's from Warner Brothers, and you get the HBO Max streaming codes that go along with it. You get a whole bunch of goodies. Mm-hmm. And this morning, we are playing with Barb from Marlton. She was caller number 10.
That's right, Ari. Barb, it is five questions for Jen Ryan. Today's category, famous bosses. It's National Boss Day today. So it's going to be about fictional bosses and real bosses. Now, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right and you win. Barb, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go, Jen. Question one. Miranda Priestly was the intimidating boss in what 2006 movie? Miranda Priestly. Barb, will she know that?
Yes.
The Devil Wears Prada.
That is correct. Played by the great Meryl Streep. All right, you're on the board, guys. Or Barb, I should say. Good job. Question two. Not only is it National Boss Day today, but it's Steve Jobs Day as well. Now, he named one of his original computers after his daughter. Was that computer named the Lisa or the Mary? The Lisa or the Mary? Barb, will she know that?
Yes.
I'm guessing. I've never heard this little fun fact. Lisa. The Lisa.
It is the Lisa. Yay! Wow. Let's try to go for the clean sweep here, Barb. We'll make this a fast, fun Friday for you. All right. Question three.
Yeah.
Michael Scott was the TV boss in The Office. Where was Dunder Mifflin based out of? It was based out of Scranton, but what county is Scranton in? All right. What county is Scranton located in? What Pennsylvania county?
Oh.
Barb, will she know that?
No.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania county?
I would say it's Lehigh County, but now you're making me question myself.
What do you think? Starts with an L.
Yeah, I'm going with Lehigh.
It's Lackawanna. Lackawanna County. All right. Well,
sorry, Barb.
No, don't be sorry. She bet against you.
Oh, good, Barb.
Barb won. Barb's happy. Great job, Barb.
That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So you just won a Roald Dahl, The Witches movie prize pack. It's from Warner Brothers, and you get the HBO Max streaming codes and a bunch of goodies with it. Congratulations. Have a great weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You too.
Well, thank you. Hang on one moment, though, Barb, and we'll get your info.
Okay.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
How would you actually like to own the original Santa and Rudolph puppet figures? You remember from the 1964 stop-motion animation Christmas special that we all know and love, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled. This weather. Yeah, Rudolph, please. That nose. That beautiful, wonderful nose. What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
Hey, we all grew up on it, right? I mean, we can't forget Santa and Rudolph. These figures, by the way, were made by a Japanese puppet master way back in 1964. They're made out of wood, wire, cloth, and leather, Jen, and they say it's so well made, you can actually manipulate all the body parts on the puppets, including its fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's how detailed they are. They're going up for auction together, expected to sell as a pair for up to $250,000, $250,000. If I had that kind of disposable income, I would definitely make the bid.
Well, why don't you start the bid? Start it at 100, Bill.
Yeah, you think I have a chance? But again, can you imagine somebody like your friends have Elf on a Shelf or a snow globe and you have
the original.
The originals.
Wow.
Something. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1.
Jen and Bill. Philly's B101.1.
Okay, it's time to be on top of it, sponsored by Hard Rock Casino Hotel AC. A couple of things you and the kids might be interested in. You know how Disney Plus is coming out with the Lego Holiday Star Wars special? Well, more actors have signed on to do the voices, including Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian and Anthony Daniels, who you know best as C-3PO. So that's very cool. And if your kids love Paw Patrol, you probably know they're making a movie. It's been given a release date. It'll be next August. And some of the voices that have signed on for that project include Kim Kardashian, Jimmy Kimmel, and Tyler Perry.
Very nice. Well, Forbes has just released this morning the list of the most valuable sports franchises. Dallas Cowboys, we don't like them, but they topped it again with a net worth of $5.5 billion. Yankees, number two with $5 billion. Knicks, 4.6. Lakers, 4.4. And then the Warriors, 4.3. That rounds out the top five. The Eagles, 23rd on the list, Jen, $3.05 billion. Jeff Lurie bought the team in 1994, though, for $185 million. So he's got quite the return on investment
there.
That's right. These sports
franchises. Amazing.
Yep, just went through the roof. And finally, Philadelphia has made another national list, Jen, but it's not a good one. We're not fat, don't worry, but we are ratty. We are the seventh rattiest city in the country.
What does that mean?
Well, we have the seventh most rats for a metropolitan city. This is according to Orkin Pest Control.
That's even worse than what I thought you were trying to say, being just ratty.
Ratty as in dirty and disgusting.
We have rats.
We just have a lot of furry critters roaming around the city. Number one on the list, by the way, for
in
this.
In addition to gritty.
That's right. Does he count? Number one on the list, Chicago for the sixth straight year.
Gosh.
Isn't that something? That is Be On Top of It. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we know how busy you worker bees are, whether it's working from home or maybe you're back in the workplace like Bill and I are. You deserve to be recognized for all you do, and it's sponsored by NovaCare Rehabilitation.
And Jen, today our worker bee, and you're going to love this name, Jersey Shore. Her last name is Shore. Her first name is Jersey.
I just love it.
Jersey Shore. It's like the best name ever.
Jersey, I want your life.
Right? She's been working home since March 20th. This is interesting. She works for a company called Manheim, New Jersey, and she transports for six different car auctions in the Northeast. So they deal in luxury automobiles.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that something? Jen?
And Jersey, your parents have the best sense of humor.
It's honestly the greatest name in the Delaware Valley, I believe. And can you please drop off a new Beamer to my house and Jen's house since you deal in luxury vehicles, Jersey? Congratulations on being named a worker bee. Jersey, you are doing great. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday. And it is sponsored by Wise Markets. And you know, just another reason why Philadelphia is such a great place to live. One of our principals this week was just named Principal of the Year by the National Association of Secondary School Principals. And I mean, this is a top honor. It covers the whole country.
Mm-hmm. He is Richard Gordon, principal of Paul Robeson High School in West Philadelphia, and he joins us now on the phone. How does it feel to be named Principal of the Year?
It is humbling. It is overwhelming. I still can't believe it. There are so many more amazing principals other than me in Philadelphia right now. And to be selected, I'm honored to have the opportunity to represent all the public school principals that are out there working so hard to make an impact in Philadelphia.
Especially this year. What a year we've had. And with the remote learning, which is extremely, let's be honest, that is a very difficult way to learn.
It is challenging. There was a lot of anxiety in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But that's why I always praise what an amazing team that I have at my school.
Mm-hmm.
They really pull together. They take on all challenges. And they are willing to work as hard as possible to make sure that we are working towards the success of each of our students. And at the same time, praising our students and our families for their own endurance, for their their own perseverance. Nobody likes this.
Right. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
This is a challenge for all of us. It is more important now than ever before that we band together as a community so that we can ensure the success in the future of our program.
Do you find your days personally a lot longer since the pandemic?
I do. They're a lot longer, to be honest with you. They're a lot more mentally and emotionally exhausting because I miss the day-to-day interactions and connections with my staff and my students and my parents. It's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm so willing to make home visits just to make sure that I can eyeball my families and my students to make sure that they're okay. We're getting through it one day at a time. And good. As unfortunate as the situation is, again, I'm fortunate to be part of the community that I have.
Aw. Bill, did you pick up on what Principal Gordon said?
What's that?
He makes home visits. Now, you as a student, Bill, that would have scared the living daylights out of you.
That's right. For some reasons, the principal would always, have me figure it out. Would I be scared of you as a principal if I were an unruly student?
So, you know what? I don't look at it as a fear. I've always had the philosophy that if you have to prove that you're in charge, mm-hmm. you're not. You know, so it really is about making connections with our students, letting them know that we truly care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does require tough love in order to get through to you.
Right.
But one thing I've been very fortunate about is that the connections that we've made at our schools, I don't have a situation where I have any student who directly tells me no. Because I like to believe that, you know, that they believe and our families believe that if I'm asking you to do something or if I'm motivating you to do something, you understand that it truly is in your best interest.
Is it true that every student has your cell phone number?
Yes. That's why I mentioned a home visit, because after I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to reach out to my families today. And then later on today, I have to drop off a computer to one of our parents and one of our students. So every parent, every student has access to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Now that is what makes a principal of the year. That's
incredible.
I'll say.
Only fitting that we talk to you today on National Boss Day. You are the boss, Principal Gordon, of Paul Robeson High School. And congratulations once again on being named Principal of the Year.
Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. And again, I want to say thank you to the entire Robeson High School community. Certainly want to say thank you to Dr. Height, our superintendent, and Dr. Robin Cooper, who is the leader of our principals union, and all the members of our principals here in the city of Philadelphia.
Richard Gordon, so
thank
nice talking
so
to
so much.
You.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your having me on.
And I need to be kept in line once in a while, so please, I would welcome a home visit. I need a kick in the butt.
Not a problem. I'll have Jen sneak me a little note on the side.
That's right. Tough love, Bill. Tough love.
I need it.
Have a wonderful day and give our best to your students and families.
I will. Thank you again.
We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.